Hey there, fired up friends. It's your girl Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. You know that feeling when you have a million things to do, but suddenly find yourself deep down a rabbit hole of cat videos? Or maybe it's the dreaded I'll start tomorrow syndrome. We've all been there, trust me. But guess what? Today, we're tackling procrastination head on by understanding its sneaky patterns and how to break free from them. Listen, procrastination isn't just laziness. It's a complex beast with roots in our emotions, thoughts, and even our environment. The good news is, once we identify these patterns, we can start dismantling them like a boss. Think of this as detective work. We're going to be sniffing out the reasons behind your procrastination habits. Are you afraid of failure? Feeling overwhelmed? Does perfectionism hold you hostage? By getting to know your procrastinating tendencies, we can develop personalized strategies to conquer them. Now, I want you to picture this. You're standing on a mountain path, and procrastination is that winding, overgrown trail leading you away from your goals. But there are clear, defined paths around it ready for you to take. Identifying these patterns is like discovering those well-trodden trails. It's about recognizing the triggers, those pesky thoughts or feelings that send you spiraling into procrastination mode. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you become a procrastination-busting pro. 1. The I'll do it later trap. Ever feel like you have an endless supply of later? You know, it's a magical land where tasks magically complete themselves. Well, that's a myth. Putting things off often stems from a fear of failure or feeling overwhelmed. Instead of letting later become your catch-all excuse, break down large tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. 2. The perfectionism paradox. Perfectionists can be their own worst enemies. You know the drill. Aiming for flawless, this often leads to paralysis and procrastination. Remember, done is better than perfect. Aim for progress over perfection and celebrate those small victories along the way. 3. Distractions as deaders. Our world is a constant barrage of distractions, from social media notifications to tempting emails. These digital sirens are sneaky little thieves stealing precious time and focus. Create designated focus zones, physical spaces free from distractions where you can truly immerse yourself in your work. 4. The fear factor. Sometimes procrastination is rooted in the fear of failure, judgment, or even success. It's like a tangled web that keeps us stuck in place. To conquer this fear, start small, set realistic goals, and remember, everyone makes mistakes. Learning from them is part of the journey. 5. The power of routine. Consistency is key. Establish routines and rituals around your work to create structure and momentum. Think about it like training for a marathon. Regular practice builds stamina and makes those long-distance tasks feel less daunting. All right, let's bring this all home with a real-world scenario. Picture this. You're staring down a mountain of laundry, feeling completely overwhelmed. Your brain throws up every excuse under the sun. I'm too tired. It can wait until tomorrow. There are way more important things to do. Sound familiar? This is procrastination in action. But here's the twist. You realize that those excuses are just your inner saboteur trying to hold you back. So, what do you do? You break down the laundry mountain into smaller, manageable chunks. I'll start by sorting everything, then next I'll tackle the whites, and so on. You put on some upbeat music to keep your energy high, and bam. Before you know it, that overwhelming pile is conquered, leaving you feeling accomplished and ready to tackle whatever else comes your way. Remember, my awesome listeners, procrastination isn't a sign of weakness, it's a signal that something needs attention. By identifying these sneaky patterns and developing personalized strategies, you can rewrite your story and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. Now go out there and crush those goals. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little procrastination-busting inspiration. Leave a review if it resonated with you, and join our conversation on social media. We're in this together, and I can't wait to see the amazing things you accomplish. Until next time, stay fired up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.